Are you saying Repo Man showing up and nailing broads that owe money? Ted hires the Repo Man to either go get a blowy or get the fucking Buick back?
I've never been here before. There are no Hulkamaniacs here, brother.
I think you should probably stop fucking not telling me what to do before I take you outside and show you what it's like. I'll beat the shit out of you. I don't give a hell.
You wouldn't plow, Miss Elizabeth?
Come on.
No. Golly. No. Wrong.
Ding dong.
Tony.
Ding dong.
Ding Where dong. Are you, Tony?
Well, I talked to God this morning. He doesn't like you.
I'd be willing to give it a shot, man. I mean,
sex, you're going to give it a whirl.
This Tuesday, Texas.
Just rusted.
Yeah. Ding dong.
I didn't love it. I didn't love it at all.
You think they do it and stuff?
Match made in hell.
But I definitely cheer for the Warrior to lose his job.
I'm getting back in there. I'm going to get one punt. I'm going to get him one.
You think Jake's high here?
Yeah.
Man, wasn't he like Nard the Barbarian?
Want my job back? Damn. Can't take it away. Nope. Never could. Never will.
Yeah. No, not coming back. Elizabeth! Dang dong!
Tony! Where are you, Tony?
It'd be a bad day.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents
Year of Duke and Rogue. I'm your host, Duke the Dumpster Bags.
The Serpent of Pleasure. Handsome fucking Kevin.
And today we're going to be covering WWF Survivor Series 1991, The Grievous Challenge.
Match made in hell.
This should have been the match made in hell, right?
I think so, yeah. If you think like Undertaker, hell makes sense, right? And Skinner's there, so that'd probably be the match made in heaven.
Man, Skinner, Undertaker? You think they could have made an alliance?
No.
No?
Skinner's got too much star power.
Yeah, they kind of live in different worlds a little
they
bit.
Are. Yeah.
This is the 5th annual Survivor Series. Son of a Bitch took place on Thanksgiving Eve, November 27th, 1991, from the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. It's been a long, long gap again between shows, about 3 months since the last one. You remember we left off with that wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucked.
You remember the reception?
Yeah, with the snake and everybody crying and boo-hoo, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit.
Well, Savage has been petitioning Jack Tunney to let him back in the Federation.
I want my job back, yeah. Can't take it away. Nope, never could, never will, yeah. No, not coming back. Off the top rope, me and Elizabeth. Elizabeth's coming back with me, yeah. That fucking guy. You lost the match to that shithound Ultimate Warrior, and now you're like, no, you know what, change my mind. Gonna come back. Gonna be back. It's all right.
Maybe they're having, like, reconsiderations because, you know, the Warrior just, you know, got canned again.
Good.
They need another guy up there.
Yeah. You know, they say, like, don't ever cheer for somebody to lose their job, but I definitely cheer for the Warrior to lose his job.
Yeah, like I said last time, man, it's amazing that he keeps, you know, he keeps
getting
coming
work.
Back.
Yeah. He shouldn't. Stay away.
Stay away. Go away.
Well, Sid, he got dinged up. He's been pleading with Tunney to let Macho Man take his place tonight at Survivor Series. Man, some highlights from in between the shows here.
Yeah.
The Bulldog delivered a power slam.
Power slam.
To the Slickster. And then Good. The Slickster saw the light and decided he wanted to become a minister.
That's good, man. Isn't that, that's got to be one powerful power slam to power slam somebody towards the light of the Lord, right?
Yeah, man. He's a powerful guy.
Fucking Christ. You power slam the Christ right into him.
Oh, man. The Repo Man has arrived. We started seeing vignettes of him showing up at gals' houses, getting into their garage, and then repossessing the car.
Wait a second. One, how do you know that it's gals? Two, is sneaking into the garage a euphemism for something there? What are you driving at? Are you saying Repo Man's showing up and nailing broads that owe money? You think that he's making, what's the word I'm looking for? He's making arrangements? You think he's making arrangements?
Well, maybe.
You're looking to get into the repo business.
Well, as he was like pulling away with the car, a gal came out and, you know, was yelling at him. So
yeah, I already hear it now. I'm not gonna pull away with your car here, gal. If you want to pull this away, you know what I mean.
A little tit for tat action.
You're looking to be a repo man. That's weird. You got a better education than that.
I like the Repo Man. Man, I'm happy to see him here.
You want to follow in his footsteps.
It's a pretty sweet gig.
You either want to pull away in a car or get your noodle tossed in sauce. That's what you're looking for, isn't it?
That sounds like a good time either way.
It's not a good time either way.
Here's what I don't get, though, man. Oh, here's where the alliance might be. So Repo helped the Million Dollar Man win his Million Dollar title back. And I'm thinking to myself, like, sure, he repos the stuff, but he doesn't get to keep it, does he?
No, of course he doesn't get to keep it.
It's probably the Million Dollar Man, right?
What is?
Maybe he's the money behind the operation. Right? What? Maybe he's the guy that's financing the car, for example.
No, he's not. You think that Ted's the bank? You think people are getting loans through DiBiase Bank and Trust? And they're not making good on their payments, so then Ted hires the Repo Man to either go get a blowy or get the fucking Buick back?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't think there's any DiBiase Bank and Trust.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, man. Look it up, I guess, but I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
Well, they're forming an alliance here, so I got to believe they're in, you know, they're in cahoots together.
Maybe they are in cahoots. I don't think that that's a thing, man. Why would, like, his gimmick is not, he's not a banker. He's not Ted the Banker DiBiase.
Well, you figure he's got to have his money working for him somehow, right?
He does, of course, yeah.
And then, you know, he needs to hire the repo to, you know.
He doesn't need to hire the repo.
For some muscle.
For what?
To go collect the cars, man.
But why does he need the cars collected? He's not the fucking loan on the officer on this shit.
Well, we need to find out who the loan officer is, because that's who Repo Man's boss is, right? Unless Repo Man is lending out these cars.
No, he's not lending out the cars. He's an independent contractor. He finds out that people don't pay that note. He goes out there. He gets it. He returns to the bank. Then he gets his money. He gets his.
Huh. Well, he says what's yours is mine, though, kind of implying that he gets to keep the car. But he gets to take it for a joyride.
That's not how it works. No, he doesn't get to take it for a joyride. He gets to hook it up to a trailer. He gets to drive it back. You really know nothing about this world at all, do you?
I've never had anything repoed.
Neither have I. But
Repo
I used to watch.
Man.
I used to watch this show on True TV called, I think it was called Lizard Lick Towing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They got their shit back. Yeah, and there's one character on the show. His name was Bobby. Oof. Bobby got riled up, man. Bodies were going flying. And they were going to get that car back, too. And get that car.
Yeah, man. I mean, if somebody showed up and wanted to you know, take your car away from you.
Yeah.
You might be a little pissed.
No, but I pay my bills.
What if there was a misunderstanding, man? Would you show them what it's like?
No, I would. Oh, yeah, of course I would. But I would say if somebody showed up and they're like, oh, no, we got to take this from you. I'd be like, well, I pay my bills. There's some type of misunderstanding. And I'm like, well, we have to take it. And I was like, all right, well, you're going to feel pretty silly when I got to take it back from you. And I would call the bank and I'd be like, hey, why are they taking my shit? And they'd be like, oh, there's a misunderstanding. And I'd get back to the repo man place and I'd be like, ah, remember that? Remember that? About 45 minutes ago, and I said, you're going to feel pretty silly when I have to take this back. Well, I'm going to have to take this back. And now I'm repoing from the repo man.
Yeah, at this point, it's just caused a hassle in your day, I suppose. I guess no harm, no foul in that case. So you're not afraid of the repo man showing up.
I'm not afraid of the repo man. No, are you?
No, but I mean, maybe I should expect it when I least expect it.
Yeah, like Knobs' asshole.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. Double T beckoned the call there, so thanks for listening, Double T. Elsewhere, the biggest happening has been the Nature Boy Ric Flair showing up. So he's been feuding with Hulkster, with Piper, with Hitman on the circuit, so he shows up and just totally enhances the top of the card. No more Warrior, we don't need him, right?
Of course we fucking don't need Warrior.
And Sid, he's been subbing for Warrior. He defeated the Taker in a casket match and a body bag match before getting injured himself.
Yeah, what was his injury?
I'm not sure.
Oh, pussy hurt?
Probably a leg. He's got some long legs.
He does. Okay, yeah, he's... Watch out for that with him.
And Sergeant Slaughter realized the error of his ways, and he wants his country back. And
yeah,
that's
I was.
An order.
I was. That's not an order. I was. I was gonna ask. Did you watch that segment? Because I don't know that I've. I don't think I've seen that in years.
Oh yeah, there are several segments where Slaughter's like on a nationwide tour to claim his country back. So in the first one on Superstars, you see him out at Arlington National Cemetery, and he's asking forgiveness from the fallen soldiers.
Like he's in the cemetery asking for forgiveness from headstones?
Yeah.
What the fuck does he expect going to happen there?
That's a good question.
I love Sarge, but that's a dipshit move. All right, what was the next one?
Next one, he was in New York City, Statue of Liberty.
Okay. Asking the Statue of Liberty?
He's apologizing, trying to make an amends, right?
He was apologizing to a statue.
Well, yeah, for turning his back.
Golly, okay, again, I love Starge, but that's another dipshit move. What else you got?
Those are the only two that I wrote down.
Okay.
But so I thought the Arlington National Cemetery bit was pretty funny.
Had you would, man. That's sick. That's perverse. like you don't. I don't know. Headstones and a statue. What the fuck do you like? What are you getting? I don't know. That doesn't
well,
make
what
any
would,
sense.
What would it take for you to forgive Sarge? Do you forgive him
me?
Already?
Yeah, man. Of course. Yesterday's news. We could let bygones be bygones. You're Sarge. I'm handsome Kevin. Let's be friends. It's easy.
He is a likable guy when he's not, you know.
Oh, he's always likable. Yeah, but, no, he's always likable. Why? So do you expect more? Does he got to do more to please you on this situation?
I mean, he was a pretty good heel, Slaughter.
Sure was.
You like him better as a heel or a face?
Me, personally? I don't give a... I like Sarge, man. I think... he might be a little bit more enjoyable in ring as a heel. Yeah.
Big time flopper.
In ring, yeah. Out of ring, I think it's hard to like not like him as a face. I think he works either way, though. I don't think he's a guy that you'd 100% go, he shouldn't be a heel or shouldn't be a face. I like him either way. After hearing about this, asking for forgiveness from headstones and statues, though, I'm thinking that he should probably just stay a fucking heel.
But he's been tagging with Hacksaw Duggan, forming a real American team there. And they're going to be captaining a Survivor Series team tonight. Also, Suburban Commando, starring the Hulkster, is out. What do you think of that bad boy?
I think it's a piece of shit.
That's probably why the Warrior had his title reign, right? So Hulkster could go film that yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one, really.
It's been a long time. Been a real long time.
Any good?
No, it's a piece of, like, Hulkster, I, don't get me wrong, big Hulkster guy. He can't act for shit, man. He really can't act for shit. And I like him, right? I like the Hulkster.
Yeah,
just like
too.
Him, I'm, you know, I bleed the red, the yellow. Right behind, right, raise the cup, the ear, the leg drop, the whole back. You know what I mean? I'm a Hulkamaniac.
Yep.
Got the album, listen to the album, right? He is not a good actor. So, like, all of his acting chops, I'm just like, oh, no. Even when he's, like, in the Dungeon of Doom, right? I was watching some shit the other day where he went to the Dungeon of Doom, and he's like, what is this place? I've never been here before. There are no Hulkamaniacs here, brother.
he's not good.
You know what I mean? He's just not a good actor. And that's okay. Man.
Was that out of the WWE vault? Or somebody put it together?
I think it could have been out of the vault, yeah.
Yeah, I was skimming through recently, and I saw that, I think it was the vault, had put together, like, all of the Dungeon of Doom segments. And I was super excited for you.
Yeah.
And I forgot to send it to you, but I'm glad you stumbled across it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a legendarily bad performance by the Hulkster there. He's probably just, like, shocked being in the dungeon.
No, he's just not a good...
there before.
Right, there's no Hulkamaniacs there.
He's used to Hulkamaniacs being all around, man.
Right, right, all around the country, no matter where he goes, worldwide. No, he's just not a good actor, and that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I don't remember Suburban Commando. I remember Mr. Nanny. I think that was around this time.
Okay.
But also, we got a couple of mid-card guys making the news here. So, Dragon was let go after refusing to do jobs to IRS and the Taker.
Why? So who the fuck is Ricky the Dragon to say, I'm not doing a job?
So, he was back for like 2-3 months. Must have been his wife, right?
Yep.
Doesn't he have a notoriously...
Yep.
Bad wife.
Fucking notoriously bad wife. Yeah, that's the way to put it. Real, real fucking bad wife.
And Tito Santana has re-debuted as El Matador after going out to Spain to learn the craft.
Did he go to Spain?
Yeah, man, that's where they fight the bull.
That's where they run from the bull. They fight the bull in Mexico.
What do you suppose he does?
I mean, it's got to be one of the two. Either fight from the bull or you fight the bull, you run from the bull. I don't know which one are you doing.
I don't know. I'll have to tune in some more, see what kind of vignettes he has.
Okay.
Like, if there's one where he's standing over a slain beast, that would give you your answer.
That would.
Yeah. Well, in a dark match, we got Chris Chavis. You know who that is?
Chris Chavis?
Yeah.
Chris Chavis. Is that Chris Canyon?
Nope. Tataka.
That's what it is. Fuck it. Golly. I'm an idiot. Yeah, I gotta start smoking again. I fucking knew that. I'm an idiot. Fuck me.
Yeah, he was featured in a dark match. Gorilla Monsoon welcomes us. We see an infamous clip from Superstars over the weekend where Jake the Snake got Macho Man all tied up in the ropes.
Scott,
whipped out his Cobra.
Took us 20 minutes to get to the fucking start of this pay-per-view. And this is the fucking best start to a pay-per-view in recent memory. It's the only time, like, they're showing, like, what happened on Superstar. Like, well, you know, welcome to the Joe Louis Arena. And by the way, here's some shit that happened this past week. And they go right to this fucking the snake attack gimmick. And I'll tell you this right now. So far, my favorite opening to any fucking event, because they show Mach get fucking bit by the snake, and Mach is as drunk as any fucking guy you've ever seen in your life. And they he comes back and he starts swinging. He doesn't know where he's swinging. He's falling on his ass. He gets pulled out of the ring. He's like, no, I'm not finished with him yet. I'm going back in there. Fucking Liz is bawling like a bitch. And fucking Piper's running circles around the ring with the stretcher. This thing's fucking gold. This is comedy gold. I know it's not supposed to be comedy gold. There's little bitch kids crying in the audience. I'm not supposed to be laughing. I'm laughing my balls off. Because all I could think of was like, oh, no, I'm not. I'm getting back in there. I'm going to give one punch. I'm going to get him one. I'm going to give him a punch once. It's fucking amazing, man.
He is drunk on that venom for sure. You know, Vince is yelling, this isn't supposed to happen. They better be devenomized.
He fucking falls off the stretcher.
he's hallucinating out there. And I laugh, too, because we get the usual suspects out there, you know, the half a dozen officials, and they don't do a damn thing.
Of course not.
And Piper runs out there, too. He doesn't do a damn thing either.
No.
They're just letting this, like you said, this drunk-ass savage get back in there and get him some. I think everybody's petrified at the sight of that cobra. But, man, if you're going to run out there to help, help, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. What is Liz doing out there anyways? What the fuck is she going to do?
Oh, she's terrified, as usual. And
she runs out there to fucking cry? Golly, get her out of here. Get her out of here. I wish she was fucking Ricky's bad wife.
You take Liz or Ricky's wife?
Ricky's wife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Liz, wow.
Yeah.
So you like this intro with the... that classic superstar flashback.
It's great, man. I was laughing way too fucking hard not to like it. Again, I know I'm not supposed to laugh, but like when Mach falls off the goddamn stretcher and jumps back up and he's like, I'm getting back in there.
He throws a punch and then his feet just give out on him. And
yeah,
it's falls
fucking
over.
Beautiful. I love everything about it. It was fantastic. And there was a really good shot of like the snake, right? And Jake. Like, Jake's leaning in the corner, and the snake's like, I don't know how snakes think. He's not sitting, right? Because snakes don't really sit, but, like, its head's up.
It's looking around. Erect, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the fucking, yeah, great, great shot like that. I was looking at that. I was like, man, that should have been, like a cover, right? That should have been the cover of the Survivor Series. But Jake's not, he's not going to be going to work today, so I wouldn't know where they went. You know what I mean? It's weird. That's the other weird thing. Jake's not on this card. Fucking Mach isn't on this card, and we open up this card with Jake and Mach.
Yeah, it's some great work, you know. This is one of those things from childhood that stuck with you. Savage getting bit by the cobra. Like, the best part of Jake's whole bit when he's there with the snake, like, he's got this, you know, like, evil laugh thing happening.
Yeah.
As this carnage is happening. Just great, great visual stuff all around.
Yeah.
But you're right. Neither of these guys are on the card. And I watched the countdown show.
Okay.
You know, where you tune in and they try and sell you on this.
Right.
And they were teasing these two captaining the teams in the main event all the way up to the thing.
Really?
That was a dick move.
That's not a dick move. It's a tease.
Well, it's a dick move because, I mean, Jack Tunney shows up and is like, you know, these guys aren't going to compete tonight. And where the fuck has Tunney been?
He's there.
Are you happy to see him?
No. No, I've never once in my life said, God damn it, I am so happy to see Jack fucking Tunney. I've never said that.
I mean, it's about time he showed up because folks have been bitching about him quite a bit. But he says he can't let Savage participate tonight. and he accepts Jake's explanation that that was an accident. That didn't seem like an accident.
It could have been an accident.
He took the snake out of the damn bag and sicked him on Macho Man.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty damning evidence, sure.
I mean, yeah, there's footage right at the top of the show.
He does kind of smack the snake around a little bit and get him to bite.
Yeah, he did that.
Maybe it wasn't. At the same time, Tunney says he takes full responsibility. So, not really on Jake anymore, right?
Well, what's Tunney going to do?
He's taking full responsibility.
Huh.
Which means he can't really punish Jake.
He does punish him. He says that, you know, next time Jake comes out, there's no reptiles allowed at ringside. That's not a bad... He's getting off kind of easy,
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the main event tonight is going to be Bossman and the LOD taking on the Disasters and IRS. Interesting way to start the show. We got Gorilla joined by Bobby the Brain, who predicts tonight will be the biggest funeral in wrestling history. Ted's out there first with Sherry. So we got Team Flair taking on Team Piper here in the first match. We got the Mountie, we got the Warlord, we got Ted, and the Nature Boy. He's out there with that blurred out title belt.
Yeah.
I think that's the tag belt.
I was going to say, were you able to see it? Like, it's blurred, but you're clearly able to see the WWF on the side of it.
WWF on it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the fucking tag belt.
They're taking on Piper, Hitman, Virgil, and the British Bulldog. So we got, like, everybody on the heel side has a manager here. We got Harvey, we got Sherry, we got Perfect. We got Mouth of the South. Gorilla wants Flair to take off that phony belt. Because he has been bringing out the NWA title. But I think at this point, like, they must have filed an injunction to get the belt back or something.
Yeah, they probably filed something. I don't fucking know, man. I think it was cool that he had the belt.
Oh, me too, man. It showed up last time.
Yeah, it was there.
Yeah. Good to see Flair here. Gorilla tells us that all the managers have been banned. But Sherry, she uses her allure to hang around out there for a little bit.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, Brain calls for a DQ after Ted gets his ball bag hung out to dry on the top rope.
He really just hangs his ball bag out to dry.
Then Sherry gets in there, jumps on the hot rod's back, and he gives her a smooch and throws her down.
Yeah, should have been a DQ right there. Sherry in the ring. I don't care if his ball bag. No, don't smooch that. Don't smooch Sherry. But, like, you know, I don't care if your ball bag's hanging out on the top rope, airing out to dry. Sherry cannot be in the ring. That's a DQ.
Well, she is sent to the back. Heenan says she's going to need a tetanus shot. And a lot of quick tags, a lot of arm bars in this one. Flair gets the tag. We hear some whoos from the crowd as this is the first time we're seeing the Nature Boy in action. Nice slingshot by the Bulldog. And then we get Hot Rod in there, who gets the best of an exchange with Flair, and then we see a nice Flair flop on the floor. Just great to see Flair in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Flair and Pipe, their exchanges in this match were fantastic. Like, just they're throwing punches back and forth got me all fucking riled up. I was I was I was like, I started probably quarter chub, and by the time, you know, they were done, I was, I don't want to say I was done, but boy, I wasn't far off.
Man, the Bulldogs go to town with a couple of big power slams.
Power slam.
He connects with the Mountie, goes for the pin, and then we see an extremely rare Nature Boy Ric Flair from the top smash, where he nails the Bulldog, and then Mountie's able to get the pin.
We just saw one of those extremely rare Nature Boy Ric Flair off the top smashes.
It's very rare, man.
Right, the very rare Nature Boy smash. From the top, well, rope, the top rope smash. No, yeah. It was just the very rare Nature Boy Ric Flair top rope smash. But we got to see it, right?
We got to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, we might have talked about this before. We got teams of four striving to score here. Is that your preferred method, or do you like the five?
100%. Give me four.
You like the four, huh?
Yeah, I'll take four.
All right. Bobby the Brain says, we're 10 minutes into this thing. He says this is the greatest Survivor Series ever. I don't know about that. We get the Mountie locking in a Boston Crab. Man, we get a full Nelson from the Warlord. Just all the hits here. Flair's back in there. Whole bunch of tags. We're approaching the half-hour mark, and we only got one elimination, which I thought was strange. Seemed like this thing was just dragging.
Yep.
And Flair goes upstairs, gets slammed off by Piper. I mean, that's more like it. We get a full-blown melee. Everybody's in there. Flair gets thrown into the corner, does a flip over the top to the outside. Then the referee calls for the bell. Says that everybody's disqualified except for the Nature Boy. What do you think of this shit?
It does break down into a pretty wild melee. It was funny to watch Flair, because like Flair is looking for his spot to get out of the ring so he's not involved, which I did appreciate that. He throws everybody out except for Ric Flair, and Ric Flair's the sole survivor. That's kind of bullshit to me. I think it's kind of bullshit. I did, throughout this entire match, the thing that I really loved was just Pipe and Flair working together. Really enjoyed their exchanges, their back and forth. I thought they did a fantastic job. Outside of that, wasn't really too thrilled with the workings of the match. Really fucking weird. Everybody's eliminated but this one guy. But I did like he tried to make it make sense in that he tried to be not involved when all the shit was really going down. So like from that aspect, I really enjoyed that they tried. You know what I mean? Like he went, all right, everything's fucking happening now. I'm going to be over here. Right. I mean, oh, way over here. You guys keep doing your shit over here. I'm going to be, you guys get DQ'd. I'm the good boy. I'm over here.
Yeah, it was an odd decision. You're going to DQ six other guys, but not this one guy. But he was separated from the main melee action. But
which makes sense. Like, you can't DQ him if he ain't doing shit.
If he ain't meleeing.
He's not. If he ain't meleeing, you can't throw him away. Throw him out. DQ him.
After the bell, the good guys get in there and get a nice ovation. But, yeah, I like this. You know, Flair and Pipe, that's a great potential feud. I mean, like I said, man, he shows up, he starts feuding with the Hulkster, with new IC champion Bret Hart, with Piper. Just getting to work here.
Yeah. That was a sloppy match altogether, though, too, because there was a couple of eliminations where the guy wasn't even the legal guy. Yeah, it was, yeah. Anyways, we can move past. We can move past it, man. We can move past it.
Yeah, there's more where that came from. First, Monsoon sends us over to Mean Gene. He introduces the reinstated Macho Man, Randy Savage. Looking sharp with the bright green and purple gear. We're told that 97% of the callers on the hotline wanted Savage reinstated. Then Mean Gene reminds us of that poisonous snake attack. Savage talks about being delirious and hallucinating. He couldn't see and he couldn't hear, he says. Except for the voice of the lovely Miss Elizabeth crying. That hurt him more than anything else.
Elizabeth's crying, yeah. Hurt me bad, hurt me bad. And now I'm going to be all over him like melted butter. Yeah, I'm going to, like, oh, melted yeah. butter. Melted butter at the, like a popcorn at the movies. Yeah, popcorn with melted butter. Yeah, because Liz, oh, yeah. Elizabeth was crying. Yeah.
Guy, shut the fuck up, Ma. Shut the fuck up.
And Jean introduces Liz, how she comes.
Hey, do you think that she's attractive? Have we talked about this before? Because she walks out here, I gotta tell you, I don't think I'd fuck her with your dick.
Oh, man, I gotta take a look at the beauty on my, yeah. my list of notes here.
Write that down? Golly. What?
You wouldn't plow Miss Elizabeth? Come on,
no.
Man.
Golly, no. Wrong. Wrong.
But the Savage is out of the picture.
Oh, yeah.
You don't got to worry about the macho badness, huh?
I'm not worried about the macho badness either way, man. I'm not giving Liz the melted butter.
Brain says most married women don't look that good. Liz wants to thank everybody for showing up. She's got her ticket for this Tuesday in Texas. Man, this is just the beginning, but we're just plugging this Tuesday in Texas. The whole card is kind of just an advertisement for this next show.
Sure is.
But next, we got another Teams of Four looking to score a Survivor Series match. You got the Sarge, Jim Duggan, Texas Tornado, and El Matador taking on Berserker, Hercules, Mustafa, and Skinner. Couple of interesting clubs there.
What do you mean, couple of interesting clubs?
What do you think of the bad guy team, man? Skinner and Berserker and Hercules? Mustafa?
I think they're really not helping my guy Skinner out.
You think he's the team captain?
Do I? Yeah, of course he is. He'd be a fucking idiot. Berserker sucks fucking nads, man. Berserker's fucking awful. You got Sheik. Can we just call him the Sheik, right? We just fucking get away from this bullshit. Let's let him be Sheik again. That'd be nice.
Sure.
Hercules?
World's strongest man.
Nope. So yeah, they really hung my guy Skinner out to dry on this one. Pay-per-view debut, and this is what they do to him. And golly, does Berserker... So, do you remember Berserker sucking this bad?
No, I remember he could take a big bump.
Yeah.
And I remember he had a pretty decent big boot.
Yeah.
He came out there with the sword, too, didn't he?
Of course he did, yeah. A sword and a shield, because those are going to be legal, and you use those in a wrestling match.
Oh, you just never know, man.
Fucking Viking helmet.
Well, if you're taking on the Mountie, he's got his fucking cattle prod. It'd be nice to have a shield.
Why would he take on the Mountie?
I don't know.
Border crimes?
They were feuding over something.
Okay. I'm the Mountie. So they're really fucking Skinner over is what's happening.
A gorilla calls Skinner a dirty slob.
Gorilla can eat a shit. How about that, gorilla?
He's got that tobacco juice just running down his face.
Do we know for certain it's tobacco juice?
That's what is speculated. Do you have an alternate theory?
I got ideas, yeah. What if it was like gator jerky, right? It's just like, right? That could
be
a thing.
Never thought of that. Yeah.
Right. Or he's just chewing on like some fucking, some animal tendons. Just, skitter, 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 skitter. Right?
That's pretty manly.
Skinner's a man.
Man, Mustafa whacking his way down there. Or Sheik, I mean.
Sheik, come on. Sheik.
We got our first taste of the Matador here. What do you think of Tito's new gimmick?
I'm okay with it. Like, it doesn't really bother me. He's still Tito Santana. He's El Matador Tito. All they did was say, hey, here's a fucking cape to change your color scheme and throw some tights on. Ole.
Ole.
Like, what else are you going to get out of regular Tito?
Oh, I mean, he gave you a pretty good run with a couple IC title reigns. It's part of the Can-Am connection. Strike yeah. Force.
Yeah. But there's, I mean, yeah. You're not getting much else out of him at this point. Could have turned him heel. Could have healed him up. Could have went Cholo Tito.
I don't think I ever seen a Cholo Tito.
Cholo Tito could have been pretty badass, though, yeah. Huh.
Could have been, yeah.
Get himself a stable.
Never tried it.
Yeah. Get a little fucking Cholos. Stable. I don't know what you call them for sure. I don't want to like label it right away out of the gates, but yeah, Cholo Tito might have been something.
You put Skinner in the group?
No, probably not.
No. Well, he and Skinner mix it up here.
I have Cholo Tito come out and just fucking rock the shit out of Liz with the flying forearm. Right? Why not? Fuck her. That'd be great.
That'd get him over.
You know what I do? I do it at the wedding, too. Yep, last month.
Just fuck. Flying forearm.
Oh, yeah. Tito comes out. He comes out like traditional, like top button Cholo look. Shades. Maybe fucking throw a bowler hat on him, bolo, whatever the fuck it's called. Just come out flying forearm, Liz. Watch fucking Randy cry like a little bitch.
Yeah, man. That'll get you over as a bad guy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Lovely Liz.
You know what I have to do next? Fucking flying forearm to Gorilla while Gorilla's on commentary. Gorilla's just calling the match. Fucking flying forearm. That'd be great.
Just jeans out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Absolutely. Jeans in the back. Fucking talking about whatever he's talking about. Trying to find something. I don't know. It's some bullshit that Gene does. Just fucking Tito flying out of the corner of the camera. Flying jalapeno to Gene. He's like a fucking assassin. With his flying forearm, right? He'd
it's
be
like
the most hated man.
Thing, except God, for he
except
connects.
For he hits. Yeah, 100%. That's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad, man. Well, in the ring, he connects with the flying forearm to Skinner. Sending him to the outside. I gotta ask you, man, it's your first taste here of the Skin Man. What do you think?
I'd like to have a little bit more. I'd like to get more.
A little more of the Skin Man?
I would like it, yeah.
Man, Berserker, this is just an interesting team here. He does suck, I'll give you that, but he goes upstairs for a pretty funny looking nothing. We got Hack and Herc squaring off. And then the Sheik gets tagged in. Didn't Duggan and Sheik get arrested together back in the day?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Having some pot.
Yeah, some pot times.
Yeah.
I've had Sheik. Pot times, Daddy.
Sheik spits on Hacksaw. He suffers. Sarge gets in there and clotheslines Sheik. Just a straight clothesline and pins him.
Yeah.
Must have been pretty a hell of a clothesline.
Pretty creative.
You don't
finish.
Ever see anyone get beat with a damn clothesline, man. What the hell was that?
Yeah, I mean, this is rough, man. Yeah, there's so much that's going on in this match that I've just started fucking tuning the whole thing out. Because, like, you got Tornado, you don't know what the fuck he's doing. You got goddamn Berserk is running around outside, inside. He's at one point, it looks like he's trying to take the goddamn turnbuckle off. You got a fucking clothesline, puts the goddamn Iron Sheik down. Former world champion Iron Sheik. lays down. It's not even like he took a monster bump from the clothesline either. It was like one of those super lazy, super lazy, like fall down bumps he took from it. Not even a flat back. He just kind of went laid down. He's like, oh, it's enough for me for today. Like, bad, just bad.
And then Skinner gets rolled up, leaving Berserker to take on the four-on-one affair. He gets his head rammed into the top turnbuckle by Sarge, then dug and nails that patented running clothesline. And we got a sweep by the good guys here. Yeah, not a great one.
No. And why, like, man, this match I wanted to fucking love so much because of Skinner, and I had to hate it so much because of fucking Zerk. What the fuck is he doing this entire match? He's not selling for anybody. He's like I'm not going to say worst version of the Warrior, but he's essentially the heel Warrior. Not fucking selling for anything. Keeps on coming. Definitely wants to do his thing. Like, he's a fucking asshole. Fuck him.
You didn't get a kick out of his top rope nothings?
I didn't get a kick out of shit he did.
He's a goofy-looking guy, man. I think he's there for some comic relief.
He's not just a goofy-looking guy. He's a goofy motherfucker. All right? Just goofy. What's he doing? Like, why are you teasing, like, I'm going to fucking take the corner post off? He doesn't do anything with the corner post. The fuck's the point?
Well, he got rammed into the corner.
He did the splits. Did you remember that? Do you see that?
Yeah, that was a hell of a bump, man.
No, the splits is not a hell of a bump.
You don't expect it.
Oh, man. When you don't expect it, you better expect it. Knobs is asshole.
Man, wasn't he, like, Nard the Barbarian?
Nard? No, he was Nord. Nord the Barbarian. Nard the Barbarian. Yep, he was. He was Nard the Barbarian.
Should have been Nard the Barbarian.
You're right. He should have been Nard the Barbarian. I might have liked him more.
All right. Well, so far we got a sweep by the good guys, and then we got everybody getting disqualified except for the Nature Boy in the first match. Now we're sent to Gene with Jake the Snake. He's got his leather pants on, his snakeskin boots, and a wild, like, green sparkly sweater.
It's like a snake-looking sweater. That was something I noticed right away, too, was the fucking leather, the leather pants, the snakeskin boots, and this weird fucking sweater.
You think Jake's high here?
Yeah.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah,
it's tough to tell sometimes because he's so good at pulling off like this evil bad guy thing, you know. Like he's just smiling.
It's a fucking good. Like it's I don't know.
Gene
I enjoy.
Calls him a sick man.
Thank you very much. It's a good little fucking promo gimmick. Like I had fun with this, man. This is probably the most fun I've had since the fucking the open watching this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Jake
man.
Snake, your MVP here.
Yeah, he's the MVP of this show for sure, and he's not even done anything in the ring. Which is weird, isn't it? I like when Jake was like, "Well, I talked to God this morning. He says he doesn't like you." I was like, "All right, man, direct line, huh?"
Jake says he's always the snake you got to worry about. And then he signs off with, he says it's not the beginning of the end, or the end of the end, but the end of the beginning.
Yeah. This guy fucking, like, who knows what he's talking about? I think I figured it out a little bit, but like at the same time, you're like, okay, it's not the beginning of the end. All right, makes sense. Got it. How does God change his mind about Gene yet? No, okay. It's not the end of the beginning. It's not the end. Okay, so chronologically, where are we in the timeline? Still no on the Gene? But it's not the beginning of the middle of the end, because what it is. Okay, so I'm still, you might have to write this down for me, Jay, because I'm still trying to dice this one together. I'm figuring it out a little bit. Scott have any strong thoughts on Mooney, or just he hates Gene? We don't know for, but it's the end of the beginning. Okay. All right. I think that makes sense. No, I think I got that one, Jake. Man. I like your sweater.
Is Jake convincing you to order this Tuesday in Texas?
No.
No?
No.
Is he coming close at least?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, he's doing his job like, here. Right? You trot me out here like I'm fucking paying for Survivor Series. I'm pumped to watch Survivor Series. Paying the money. It's pay-per-view to watch Survivor Series. Survivor Series, all they do is pump me up about this Tuesday in Texas. You want me to fucking drop down another $20 to watch this Tuesday in Texas on a Tuesday night, a Tuesday night pay-per-view, after I'm already paying for a Wednesday night pay-per-view? Get the fuck out of here.
Man. You know you're not making it to the main event.
Me? No.
They're asking a lot from the fans here.
They are.
Because really, the most intriguing thing like on this card is probably the Savage and Snake feud. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nevertheless, Gorilla tells us we better call our cable providers.
I'm not calling my cable provider. That would have been a great spot for Cholo Tito. They cut back to Gorilla.
Just nail him with a forearm.
Like, not even, like, hit him from behind, too. Just fucking knock his bitch ass out.
That's not a bad, like, that's not a bad gimmick you're cooking up there.
I'm working on it.
I'd have liked to have seen a Cholo Chico.
What if he was a jellyfish?
Like a flying jellyfish?
Well, I mean, he's going to fly because he got to deliver the flying jalapeno, but.
I don't know if it works as a jellyfish.
All right. Still trying to work that in there.
We're showing some footage from the funeral parlor with the Hulkster and Ric Flair. You know how long I've been waiting for this moment, big man. Meanwhile, Paul Bearer is just fucking photobombing the thing in the foreground. With his funny faces. And then Flair shows the real world's champion belt. Gets blurred out. What are you going to do when Ric Flair runs wild on you? Then the Hulkster challenges him to a title versus title match. I think they should have just like shook on the match, right?
Just shook
get
on it?
Get it in writing there. Because then the Undertaker emerges from the casket. And they kick Hogan's ass.
Wait a second, you said, I just think they should shake on it to get it in writing there. You know that shaking on it and getting it in writing is two different things, right?
Well, it's a process, right?
Okay, gotcha. First you got to shake on it, then you got to put it in writing.
Because they're talking about the title versus title match we were talking about.
Right. Do you think there's a world where you could shake on it and not put it in writing?
It's like a gentleman's agreement?
Right.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, what about writing and no shake?
Oh, that happens all the time.
No shake, no writing.
How are you going to agree, man?
You just say, yep.
Just free for all?
Agreed.
Just like a verbal contract?
Verbal agreement.
I think that works. Yeah.
Okay. Best part about this whole package is Piper. Because fucking Piper's got the chair out there. He's yelling. And he's like, get him out of here. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. He's a fucking dead man. Pipe, he's the dead man. You're not going to kill him.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty funny. Because Taker's choking out at Hulkster.
Yeah.
And then we hear, let's go. And then Piper and Savage, who are in the booth, abandon their post.
Yeah.
Yep. To go and, fight on the side of good.
I don't get it, man.
I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill him. Get him out of here. I'm going to kill him. Kill him. Oh, God. I'm threatening him. I am going to threaten him.
Taker tears the Hulkster's necklace and walks off. Told the Taker's an undefeated and unstoppable force, and he's out next year for the gravest challenge. What do you think of this in the middle of the card? World title match.
Hate it.
Me too. Big opportunity for The Undertaker, who debuted 1 year ago. Dead Man's accompanied by his faithful steed, Paul Bear. Hulkster hits the ring and destroys the casket at ringside. Both these guys are approximately the same size. Hulkster looks confused because he can't seem to inflict any damage on the Dead Man. The bell to the floor, take rams Hulkster into the steps, grabs a cable, chokes him out. Referee's really letting him go here. I don't know if a cable, does that count as a fixed item?
Yeah, I don't think he can use a cable.
I think he should have tossed it out there.
Well, wait now. Can use the ropes. The ropes are a fixed item. Can use the barricade. The barricade are a fixed item. Can use, like, the apron, the steps. The chair, you can't. You know, maybe you can use the cables. Yeah, I'm going to say cables are okay. Cables fly.
This is pretty funny. Monsoon gives Hulkster credit for his agility in this one. I thought that was funny. I've never heard anybody compliment the Hulkster's agility.
Not even once.
No, and it wasn't even at a time where he was like dishing out a leg drop, because, I mean, that's kind of agile, his atomic leg drop.
It's about as agile as his moveset gets at this time, yeah.
So Paul Bear must be exempt from that no managers out there bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a Survivor Series matchup. That's why.
Man, we get a claw locked in by the Taker. What do you think of that thing?
Good. It's good. It looks like he's killing him. So if you're the Undertaker, you want to look like you're killing a guy.
You take that over a tornado claw?
Yeah. Of course I will.
Seems to have it cinched in pretty good. He gets a couple of two counts.
Yeah. Well, and he's a bigger man.
Got a longer...
Yeah.
Longer reach, yeah.
Yeah. Just looks more devastating with him.
Hogan finally powers out of it, only to fall victim to a flying fist clothesline by the dead man. And then Taker plants him in the center of the ring with a tombstone. Hulkster no-sells it and hulks up immediately to make a comeback.
That's... The fucking Paul Bearer's face when that happens is the absolute fucking best. It's the best. When Hulkster starts hulking up and they show that camera shot from like, they show Paul like turn around, his face looks, it's the best, man. It's absolutely fantastic. I watched that, just that, probably 15, 20 seconds, maybe 30 times, just because I was laughing so goddamn hard.
Yeah, Paul's great, man. Just a funny bastard out there. But yeah, do you like the Hulkster popping right up? Or do you have him kick out? I think you have him kick out.
Huh. I didn't think about that. Because, yeah, Take doesn't go for the pin, does he?
No, Hulkster just straight up.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking good with it. That entire spot had me. So, yeah. Give a shit. Fucking love it.
Well, Hulkster makes his comeback, gets a big body slam, and out comes Ric Flair. Then Hogan goes after Flair on the floor and hits a big boot to Taker. Paul Bear makes a distraction while the Undertaker picks up the Hulkster. Gets him in position for a tombstone. Ric Flair puts a chair down on the mat. Hulkster gets tombstoned into the thing. 1, 2, 3, and we have a new world champion.
Yeah.
A bit of a shock here.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. I'm okay with it.
Heenan is just overjoyed as he talks about Hulkamania dying.
one of the best things that happens post Take winning is Gorilla and Bobby's exchange talking about Ric Flair going out there, and Gorilla's like, why was he out to begin with? And Bobby's like, I don't know. And Gorilla starts mocking him. He's like, I don't know. It's so fucking weird to hear Gorilla mock Bobby like that. It was fucking gold, man. It was gold.
Man, The Undertaker gets some cheers.
Yeah.
When he gets the win. Yeah, is this like, is Hulkamania losing some steam here, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the movie.
It's like Commando, not...
Yeah. It ain't doing so sweet. Good. No.
Yeah, mix of cheers and boos as the Hulkster walks out. Mm-hmm. It's a rare sight to see Hulkster leaving without the music blaring.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird to see.
Might be the beginning of the end of Hulkamania here.
But not the beginning of the... It's not the end of the...
Not the end of the end.
Not, it's not the end of the end, right? So we're still going.
Or the end of the end beginning. Of the
No, it is the end of the beginning.
It's not the beginning of the end.
It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning.
Right. Right.
Gotcha. I have to ask Jake about that.
Man.
But here's... Oh, that's what I was going to say. This is why. This is fucking why they did it. I don't know this... I have never heard anybody else say this. I'm not positive on this, but this is why I think they did it. No pose to close.
No.
So if you're not going to pose to close, who gives a shit where you put the match?
Mm. Yeah, it's messing with the
son of a bitch.
The time tested formula. Son of a bitch. Yeah, it kind of seems like that just took the steam out of the room here.
Yeah.
Hulkster losing the title.
And that's like, so that's the thing that sucks too. Like, I think that you, like, regardless of if he's winning or not, you put him on at the end. You put him on at the end. Because yeah. Nobody's up for these last two matches. Nobody gives a flying fuck about these last two matches.
No.
Did you? I didn't. You didn't. No. Nobody does.
No. Still reeling, man.
Yeah.
But before we get to the last two matches, we get another one of these, you know, let's bounce around and have several promos right in a row.
Right.
Segments. Me and Gene can't believe what he just saw. Piper comes in there.
It be a bad day. It be a bad day.
I love Pipe so much.
Tony!
Ding dong.
Tony!
Ding dong. Ding
Where
dong.
Are you, Tony?
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Ding Where are you, Tony?
Ding dong. Ding, we be coming. Ding dong. Ding dong.
The bell.
Ding dong.
We're the bell.
Ding dong.
Where are you, Tony?
Ding dong.
What's Tony going to do here, man?
Answer the fucking door.
It's always fun to see Piper.
Yeah, I love Pipe. This did not hit for me.
And Mooney's back there with Hennigan Flair, and Flair is just, what do you think was going to happen, he says.
This is another miss.
Yeah. He's so intense, though. You got to kind of appreciate him.
Everybody is. You're like, yeah. Right now you're saying like, oh man, but Flair was so intense. Look, okay, go to the next one. Nasty's an IRS. They're all intense. Fucking Tugger's talking about if it was 150 versus 3, they'd still have him. They go to the next one. LOD. Oh yeah, they're real subdued in this. No, they're fucking screaming, yelling about stupid shit. Everybody's intense. Every fucking buddy is intense all the way through.
Well,
all the way
except for Jack Tunney. Me and G's back there with Jack Tunney.
Well, yeah. What did you fucking think Tunney was going to do?
Oh, he's going to make a declaration here.
I'll make you a declaration.
He declares, you better call your pay-per-view provider and order this Tuesday in Texas. Man, this bum just shows up halfway through the season here and just seems like everybody had a bone to pick with him. Where'd you rank Tunney as far as authority figures?
Well, I mean, he's not great, but when he showed up, you knew something was definitely wrong.
Right.
You know, you didn't see him much, but when you did see him, shit was happening. I mean, in my mind, Gorilla was a much better authority figure.
No, El Presidente.
Yeah. I mean, Vince obviously is probably the top.
Well, Rusey.
Fucking no. Fucking bring up Rusey. Don't ever mention Rusey in the same fucking breath as Jack Tunney. President Jack Tunney.
You take Tunney over Rusey?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
He seems more qualified for the spot, Tunney.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You don't see Tunney making himself the world champion.
No, you don't. That's not what you're supposed to do.
They're kind of polar opposites because Rusey was always there. He was there way too much.
100%. Yeah.
Tunney's been on a fucking vacation for a couple of years. Now he just turned back.
He's
up.
He's not really on vacation. He's just, you know, he trusts, you know, the people that he puts in places in power to do what they're supposed to do.
Trust me.
Well, I talked to God this morning. He doesn't like you.
Trust me. We got another teams of four striving to score a Survivor Series match here. Yeah. Nobody really, I mean, there's probably a few people out there that care. But the crowd is kind of out of it from here on out.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw that out there.
Well, yeah, because what are you going to do? You're going to give a shit about the Beverly Brothers and the fucking Nasties taking on the Rocks and the Wax?
The Whackers do their best, right?
I'll tell you this right now. Great showing by the Wax.
They're doing their best to, you know, to get the crowd whacking and happy. And I mean, but the crowd's pretty devastated after.
Well, I'll tell you.
Hulkster just lost the title, man.
Watching fucking Booch.
The Booch?
Watching fucking Booch. I don't know why that came out like that. Man, golly. Yeah, fucking sitting back and watching Booch and Luke. Fucking whack. Like, they do power whacks around the ring. Man, how awesome was their power whack?
Man, I got to ask you. So they've been doing this, you know, pretty much every match where they'll clear the ring and then do the power whack circles around the ring. Is that how you do your laps?
No.
And if not, you should probably, right?
No, but this is they were amped up a little bit more. This is a little bit faster power whack than normal.
I think you should power whack around the basement, man.
I think you should probably stop fucking not telling me what to do before I take you outside and show you what it's like. I'll beat the shit out of you. I don't give a hell.
Did you say you like the power whack, man?
Oh man, wheels are coming off, Booch.
You're just complimenting Booch and his.
I'm saying the wheels are coming off.
Extreme whacking.
I'm going to show you what it's like.
I was just thinking, man, that'd be a good.
I was.
That's what you should be doing.
Don't tell me what I should be doing. All right. Don't fucking tell me what I fucking should be doing.
Get a battering ram by the Whackers. Double drop kick by the Rockers. We're told that the Whackers were raised in a barn together.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fun fact. Knobs gets in there. He misses a splash in the corner. And then Luke just stands around, yells, "Whoa! Yay!" or something long enough for Knobs to go up and hit a clothesline to get the pin, and he's gone.
Let me ask you this. Now that you've seen Knobs' asshole, when he gets to the ring, is that all you're thinking about?
Try not to. just had to ruin my experience, didn't you, man?
You'll never see the nasties the same.
Oh, man. Jannetty. Fucking. He goes off the top, inadvertently hits the ref in the midsection. No DQ there. I don't know if that was a mistake or...
Yeah, it was just a mistake.
Or what?
I think you just forgive him because it was a mistake.
Yeah, that's what Christ would do, right?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Jake.
Trust me. Well, Butch gets in there, hits several clotheslines before falling victim to the Shaker Heights spike.
You mean Booch?
Oh, man. What did you think of Booch getting his face rammed into the mat?
I didn't like seeing it. Now, here's why. Enos is pretty good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Bloom, on the other hand? Bloom kind of eats a shit.
Is Bloom Mr. Mustache?
Yeah.
You don't like Mr. Mustache?
Wait. Bloom is the taller, skinnier of the Beverlys.
Wayne the Train Bloom?
Yeah.
No mustache?
Enos is, like, tougher.
With the mustache?
I don't know who had a fucking mustache and who didn't have a mustache.
Well, that's the only way I can tell them apart, man.
How is that even possible? They don't even look close to being the same person.
They're brothers, man.
They're not. Booch and Luke are cousins, and they look closer than Bo and Blake.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this, man.
We are not. It's pretty obvious.
Man, even the broadcast journalist, Bobby Heenan, he couldn't tell them apart.
He could tell them apart.
You think he was playing dumb out there?
Yeah, I think so.
But man, the Shaker Heights spike. Hell of a spot. I didn't know if we'd really see it this year, but but Booch really takes it.
Yeah, they shouldn't have gave it to Booch.
Did you give it to Jannetty instead?
Probably should have, yes.
Yeah, so the rest of this thing is kind of the Rockers against the bad guys. And it's like a tale of them, like, not making the tag, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eventually they both get in there. There's a melee. Jannetty picks up Sags, whips him around, nails Sean's face with Sags' boot. And Sean gets rolled up for the win. And then, like, Gorilla just, man, I think Gorilla's drinking in the booth.
It, so that's, you're 100% right. And I laugh really hard because clear as
almost
day.
Almost wrecks the thing because he gets pinned here.
Clearly gets pinned. You see the pin. Everybody sees the pin. And then it goes right into, this is actually a great spot, and I'm not going to let you fucking overlook it. In the corner, you see the guy, who's it, Sags and fucking Bloom put their boot up for Knobs to whip Marty into the corner. And he just doesn't fucking give him the satisfaction. He whips him into another corner altogether. Fucking great spot. But then, like, Gorilla is burying HBK, saying, how does he just walk out on his partner? How could he do that? He's fucking pinned. He's eliminated. You bitch.
Yeah, he keeps going to the well, too, like he just gave up. And he says, like, he wasn't eliminated. He just eliminated himself. No, he got pinned. But this is the beginning of the end for the Rockers here.
Well, it's the middle of the beginning.
Maybe the end of the beginning?
It's not really necessarily the epilogue yet.
No.
What happened for a little bit?
Yeah, maybe at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be feuding by then.
Of course.
Do we get the Rockers exploding at the Rumble?
Yes, we do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, man, they're yelling at each other. And Michael storms to the back. But it was just a matter of time. I mean, Jannetty hits a nice flying man to the nasties on the outside. But back
from 36 feet up.
Yeah, hell of a sell job by Bobby the Brain.
Yeah,
35 feet up there.
Minimum. Yeah. What the fuck?
And then he gets small packaged, and the survivors are Knob Sags and Blake Beverly.
Which is kind of weird, because I don't think they need to do all that the weird bullshit where it's like, you know, you switch the cradle over, you know, small package, you roll them over. It's 1-on-3, and the one is Marty. And no matter how much I love Marty, you shouldn't have to go through that, like, trickeration to beat him 1-on-3.
Yeah, I was going to ask, man, he was your man. Would you have liked to have seen him run the table?
No.
Would you have liked to have seen him, like, eliminate two of these guys?
Nah. I don't even need to see that.
No?
No.
You still love him in defeat.
Of course. Yeah, but, like, and, like, I don't...
Even when he's fucking up his team here.
You have one guy versus the Nasties, former tag team champions, and Bloom. You know, Bloom. So, I think they...
Sure.
They didn't need to go through all that like special bullshit for Marty, right? Just put him down.
But man, the highlight of this match, like they show that the climax blow, right? Where Jannetty picks up Sags and rams him into Michaels. They show that. And then as Michaels is getting rolled up, they cut away from it.
Yeah.
Just to the guys out in the truck are saving Gorilla's ass. I'm kind of surprised that Bobby didn't call him out on it because
he should have.
Somebody had to know that he got pinned.
Well, yeah, we all did.
What is Gorilla watching, man?
I don't know.
Good card for the bad guys here. We had Flair being the sole survivor, Taker with the win, and now the Nasties and the Beverly. Now in the main event here, we got the Boss Man and the LOD taking on the Natural Disasters and IRS. Sid was originally supposed to join the Boss Man's team, but he got hurt. And Snake would have rounded out the bad guy team here. Macho petitioned Jack Tunney to let him join in Sid's place, but instead we get a match with them two this Tuesday in Texas. What do you think of this as a main event?
What do I think of it? I think it sucks.
Kind of lacks star power you would want in the main event, right?
Yeah, you're talking LOD Boss versus the Naturals and fucking IRS. Yeah, it's not.
It's like you're relying on LOD.
Right. Not good.
3-on-3 affair. IRS gets on the mic. Says that Boss Man and LOD are the biggest tax cheats in the building, and they're going to pay. LOD gets a big ovation. Big LOD chant. Boss starts it off with the Tax Man. Boss Man almost goes to the top and then changes his mind. Thinking on his feet.
Yeah, of course.
Probably a good call, because I can't imagine his hit percentage from upstairs is too high.
No.
Big blows by the Boss Man. Earthquake gets the tag. He wants Animal. Road Warrior goes for a flying man, gets caught and put down in a backbreaker. Gorilla just got a note that says Mooney's in the back with the Hulkster, so.
Bullshit.
Don't forget to order this Tuesday in Texas. Forget about the main event here, the card in front of you.
Yeah. Eat a shit.
Hawk throws IRS into Typhoon and then drop kicks them both down. And Typhoon gets stuck in the corner. And was distracted, and we're down to 2-on-3. At this point, you got to send these Detroit people home happy. So I think we're going to probably have I think Road Warriors is going to get it done here.
You know who's trying to get sent home happy? It was the Tugger. Tugger grabs against a Hawk, and he's got him in a goddamn bear hug, and he walks the bear hug over into the corner, and he starts fucking him.
Just thrusting.
Yeah. Yep. Like, hell yeah, Tugger. Finish him.
Getting him some. Oh, yeah.
Better finish yourself. I don't give a shit. Ding dong.
Like, Oh, man. IRS gets the briefcase, nails the boss man. And then he gets the briefcase again. This time he nails Typhoon by mistake.
Oopsie doops.
And then Typhoon's eliminated. Quake gets in there, and he's pissed that his buddy got cold cocked by the briefcase.
Yeah.
So in an act of solidarity, he leaves.
Yeah.
Tugster.
Yeah.
Leaving the tax man to take on the LOD. Not good odds if you're the tax man.
No.
Bobby's wondering if Hulkster's going to have some gobble-gobble tomorrow. He invites Gorilla over to his place in Beverly Hills, and Monsoon declines like a dick.
That is a dick move.
We got an ugly botch here where Hawk and IRS just end up, like, ramming into each other.
Oops. We'll try that one next time. We'll try that. We'll get another shot at that Tuesday.
Tuesday in Texas. Right. Don't forget to call your cable provider. Animal gets the hot tag, connects with a power slam.
Power slam.
We get double clothesline city. IRS heads for the exits, and he's greeted by the guardian of the gate, the big boss man. And then they suplex IRS back in there. Hawk connects with the clothesline from the top rope to pick up the win, and LOD are the survivors.
How do you fucking close this show out without the Doomsday Device? You're not going to do post to close, and you're not going to give us Doomsday Device.
Oh, it's a weird show, man.
I think you have Hulkster go on last and have him lose and have it be a fucking send the crowd home sad. Fuck him. Because, like, aren't you going home sad now anyways? Because, like, sure, the fucking good guys won, but you didn't see the Doomsday Device. And it's 1-on-2. Give me the fucking Doomsday Device, you assholes. And they send it to Mooney with no one. Don't forget, Mooney's with Hulkster. No, he's not. They kick it to Mooney. Mooney's not with anybody.
No, he says the Hulkster just left the dressing room there. He chose not to join Mooney for the interview as he'd prefer to let his wrestling do the talking this Tuesday in Texas.
Bullshit.
We're sent to Mean Gene, who's down in the bowels of the arena. New world champion, The Undertaker. Paul Bearer says nothing is immortal, not even Hulkamania.
Weird.
Talks about bringing the Hulkster to the embalming room in his funeral parlor. Undertaker says that he warned us. Now he tells Gene to look into the coffin. He opens it. Gene looks in there. He's looking pretty shocked. The Taker says, the only thing that's left is the burial.
The burial.
It's Tuesday in Texas.
He doesn't say that, but I really wish he would. He just says Tuesday.
In Texas.
He doesn't say in Texas.
No, he should.
He should have, because there's two words you could not have said throughout this entire pay-per-view without having Tuesday in Texas fucking attached to him. One was Tuesday, the other one was Texas. If he said Texas, he'd be like, speaking of Texas, it's Tuesday in Texas. Like, you know what, I got married on a Tuesday. Speaking of Tuesday, this Tuesday in Texas.
This Tuesday
in Texas. The burial. This Tuesday in Texas. Texas.
That's it, man. So this was the, I believe, the fifth annual Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird show. What do you think?
Yeah. It was a weird one. I, for the most part, I remember this, like, enjoying this, but the problem is that I didn't enjoy watching it this time. Now, I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed SummerSlam.
I think
SummerSlam,
worse.
I think you're fucking wrong. So, I didn't love it. I didn't love it at all. There was there was spots of enjoyability throughout the show, but the fact that they were trying to sell me on this Tuesday in Texas the entire show fucking pissed me off.
Before the show even started, they were trying to sell us on Tuesday in Texas.
Yeah. Lackluster way to close the show. Didn't like that. A lot of things left to be desired on this card itself. Now, Loved Roddy. Loved Nate. The star power of the opening match really kind of hooked me. But I wasn't able to ride that wave all the way through.
Yeah, that should have been the best match. It could be argued it was the best match, but the way it ended was just a pile of shit with everybody getting disqualified.
100%.
That could have been done better. And then having the damn title match in the middle, I think, you know, hurt the last two tag matches.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of took the air out of the tires there.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as these, like, early Survivor Series go, this might be the bottom of the barrel up to this point.
Yeah, because 90 was much better.
Yeah, that was the...
Ultimate Survival.
The one you like, yeah.
Yeah, 92 is nothing to write home about, though, either.
I think they kind of abandoned the regular format in 92.
Yeah, it was rough.
But, yeah, we got a new world champion. It's a pretty big moment here for 26-year-old Undertaker.
Yeah, but next up, we have This Tuesday in Texas, number one.
Oh, number one?
Yeah, the first This Tuesday in Texas, yeah.
Oh.
This Tuesday
in Texas. Let me ask you this. Wasn't there a shitload of dark matches on this?
I was just going to say,
if I'm paying for it, why aren't you giving me the matches?
I'm staring down the barrel of 9 dark matches. And some of these dark matches, I think, are matches you'd probably want to see. Now, I'll tell you about the matches we're not going to see. I'll give
Blair and Roddy's on there, isn't it?
Oh, well, let me just start off here. We got the Harris brothers are taking on Brian Costello and Brian Donahue. We don't see that match. Sir Charles is taking on Dale Wolf. We don't see that match.
That's the future Godfather.
Chris Walker takes on Brian Lee. We don't see that match. Chris Chavis takes on J.W. Storm. We don't see that match.
All right.
Greg the Hammer Valentine takes on the Brooklyn Brawler. We don't see that match.
Okay.
The Whackers take on the Nasties. We don't see that match.
You're getting a little better.
The LOD take on the Rockers. We don't see that match. The LOD take on the Disasters.
Oh, yeah.
We don't see that match.
So they beat the Rockers. They're like, send us another opponent.
We don't know. We don't see that match.
All right. We're getting ripped off now.
The LOD take on the Disasters. We don't see that match. Piper takes on Ric Flair. We don't see that match.
How do you not put that on the card?
Well, because the card is so stacked packed. Because the first match on the card to kick it off, we got Skinner's taking on Bret Hart.
Well, for the IC title.
Right.
It's your guy getting a shot.
So you're not going to bump Skinner.
Well,
we do see that match. We do see that match. Skinner versus Bret. Yeah. Skinner doesn't go over, so maybe not. But we're going to see Randy Savage take on Jake Roberts. Trust me. We're going to see that match. Now, here's one that I think we probably could have bumped.
Oh, is this featuring my team?
This is Warlord versus the British Bulldog. And it feels like we've seen this one. Like we've seen it twice already, but...
I think these guys are like the feud of the year. We didn't even give them any consideration, but they faced each other at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
I think they faced each other at SummerSlam, too. And then they were in this...
Survivor Series.
SummerSlam, it was the opening match.
Yeah.
They were in that 3-on-3, and then they were on separate teams at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So, hell of a feud. They're facing each other at every show.
It's cooking.
Hell of the powerhouses.
Then we're going to see El Matador and Virgil take on Repo and Ted. Could have probably bumped that one.
Yeah, I would have rather seen Piper and Flair's.
Yeah, probably could have bumped that one.
Much as I am intrigued at the... I want to know what kind of business agreement they got going.
We'll never know.
Ted and Reap.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't know. And then main event, obviously, we know we got Taker's taking on the Hulkster.
Ooh, a rematch.
Yeah. I'm not going to go back and watch the Survivor Series for a while. I decided that.
It's not a very good one.
It's not the worst, but it's not. Yeah, it's tough.
It was cool to see all the guys in the first match.
Yeah.
I just didn't like how that finished.
No. I am going to go watch the entirety of This Tuesday in Texas, which I think will only be the second time. I think I've only seen it two times.
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing, man. Two times, three times.
This will be the
third time. This is exciting for me because, I mean, the Survivor Series, I remember checking this one out dozens of times.
This Tuesday in Texas, I watched that. It was like one of the very first things I watched when on the network, when the network came out, because I had never seen it. And right. I remember just the fucking pump for This Tuesday in Texas. Had to go see it.
Yeah, the video stores didn't get this one.
Never had it, yeah.
So looking back in the time machine here, do you recall this one being kind of an inferior one when we were young, or is it, you think, kind of a latter-day assessment that...
The Survivor Series?
Yeah.
I think the one thing it had going for him was the shock.
Oh, yeah, with the title change.
With the title change, yeah, and I think they hung their hat on that.
They spent so much of the card just advertising the next card, it was weird.
Right, and I think when we were younger, you don't really pick up on that. Well, maybe you do, because when the network came out, I was like, I gotta fucking go watch This Tuesday in Texas. I've never seen it.
Right, what the hell happened, you know?
Right, yeah, good call.
You had a vacant title at the end of the year.
Right, son of a bitch.
Well, maybe yeah, those... man, we're coming into the back half of the season here.
Ding dong!
Tunny! Where are you, Tunny?
It be a bad day.
But, yeah, regardless how the show went here, I mean, business is looking pretty good here with the addition of Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not going to see him on our next show, unless he makes a guest appearance.
I hope he does.
But, yeah, I want to thank you for tuning in, man. We're not totally sure, you know, yet if the catalog is going to be available to us.
We have no idea.
They're just waiting until the last minute, so.
Yeah.
We'll let you know if we stay here, if we go WBF or, you know, Designing Women or. I think Ted had a suggestion, actually, didn't he?
What did he say?
I think he wanted us to do Melrose Place.
Yeah, he did.
Or 90210 or some shit.
Yeah. I think those are provocative shows.
What do you think, man?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I don't know. Like, I don't think that you and I should be watching those type of shows, right?
No.
No, aren't those a little more on the naughty side of things? I don't want to watch naughty shows, and shame on Ted for suggesting it.
You think they do it and stuff?
Yeah, on like 90210 and Melrose Place. Like, I don't think they cross contaminate. But I think on those, each of those shows, I think they're having sex.
All right.
Oh, you're okay with that?
I'd be willing to give it a shot, man. I mean,
sex? You're gonna give it a whirl?
I hear good things.
Yeah. Well, I think you're about that age.
Alright, well, thank you again for tuning in to the show. Keep the dumpster bags. Pull it out of there.
That's okay. That's right. Come on in now. Go try some sex.